In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone once said that the problem with American Christianity is that it doesn't take evil seriously. Real evil. Satan's evil. And so here we are on our third day of Lenten pilgrimage. Ashes still a fresh memory, and we find ourselves in those 10 tenuous days between the Ascension and Pentecost, a sort of liturgical no man's land, huddled with the 11 apostles in the upper room, without the risen Lord, and waiting for what? For the promise of the Spirit. And just in case you forgot who the apostles are, just before our text this morning, they were listed for you again by Luke. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. Not that other Judas. He's missing. He's dead. That's the problem. There are only 11. There must be 12. Someone once said that the problem with American Christianity is that it doesn't take evil seriously. Real evil. Satan's evil. Believing in evil and Satan was not a problem for the apostles gathered in the upper room. Believing in evil and Satan was not a problem for the evangelist St. Luke, the gospel that supposedly downplayed all the suffering and bloody death. Luke took evil seriously. He names the evil, its source and destination, as he prepared us for the night in which Jesus is betrayed. How Satan entered Judas. How Jesus told the apostles after the institution of the Holy Supper that Satan had demanded them in order to sift them as wheat, but that he, Jesus, their Lord, would pray for Peter, that Peter's faith would not fail, and that Peter would strengthen the brethren, but that Satan would sift Peter first, as Peter would deny his Lord 3 times before the cock crowed. Remember Jesus' final words to his apostles at the supper before going to the Mount of Olives to confront Satan, to confront evil. Jesus said to his disciples, "He was reckoned with transgressors." The transgressors Jesus is talking about are the 12 who sat at table with him. A table of body broken and blood poured out. And Jesus is citing here Isaiah 53:12. And we know what Isaiah 53 is all about. How evil had its way with Jesus on a cross. How evil caused the world to go black. How evil had its way with Judas. He was reckoned with transgressors. Those same transgressors, some 40-odd days later, are huddled in the upper room. They've been sifted. They are still transgressors, but now they know the end of the story. They know that Jesus died fighting evil, and that in dying he conquered death by his death. And death is not the way God created us to be. They saw Jesus' victory over death in his resurrected body. And they not only saw that body, but as Luke tells us, they ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Satan may have had his way with Jesus, but Jesus had the final word. Jesus was the stronger man. But then there is Judas. What do we do about Judas, the apostles were asking themselves as they huddled in the upper room without their risen Lord and waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Someone once said that the problem with American Christianity is that it doesn't take evil seriously. Real evil. Satan's evil. So who stands up? Sifted Peter. He knows the evil. He doesn't ignore it, but he faces it down. Like a good rabbi, he opens his Psalter, and he interprets Judas's death through the mouth of David. He doesn't sugarcoat it. It's all about blood and guts. How Satan's possession of Judas caused him to be cast down headlong so that all his bowels gushed out. Not splugidzo, the mercy bowel gushing of Jesus. This is blood and guts from evil. And the field he bought with the reward of his wickedness, it's called Akeldama, field of blood. May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office. And so they cast lots. And the lot falls to Matthias, an eyewitness from the beginning, from the baptism of John until Jesus is taken up into heaven. Matthias, the apostle who now fills out the 12, Paul's Israel of God, the 12, ready now to receive the promise of the Father on Pentecost. The 12, constituted now to confront evil by declaring war on it, like they did when Jesus sent them to heal the sick and proclaim the kingdom of God. They will now preach Christ's triumph over evil, and they will see Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So if you're one of those Americans who doesn't take evil seriously, just ask Matthias about evil. He'll tell you what it means to be a blood and guts apostle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.